people are
good, good.
And they've been in all phone touch with the FBI.
So the wires are good.
Yeah.
They, we got about 20% of them were from the south and were friendly. We got some unfriendly ones. It runs about 70-50. I don't tell that figure to anybody, but I don't give it out, but just for you.
Yeah, that's fine.
And we like the ones from the south. I'm going to call, I thought I might call the governor of Mississippi just to carry through today what we'd already started, not let him think we'd forgotten him, and then call.
Now, he's sending his representative up here, and he's going to be here at 3 o'clock this afternoon. That's the first point. The second point is he did call for non-compliance.
He did?
Yeah.
What did he say? Resisted?
He said that it should be tested and that we shouldn't, that we didn't have to comply until it was tested in the court.
Well, that's bad.
Yeah. And the only thing is, if we just stress that, I suppose that even view of that, we want law and order, and that when it is tested in the court and it is declared, we'll all abide by the decision. If he'd make sure that he'd give some support to it then. And in the meantime, that we don't have disorder or violence of any kind in the state. You do that at least. I think it's too far to go back on the other, but at least ask him to do that for the future.
Any others call for non-compliance?
No, I think that's the only one. I don't think the governor of Alabama said anything, but I'm sure he'll say something similar to that. But it's been relatively common for the first time in Jackson, Mississippi. They've got some of the Negroes and whites sitting down and talking over some of the problems. Some of the people that have been down there now. So, you know, there's some promising things. I don't think we could expect anything much different from the governor. I mean, I'm sure they went to him and asked him, and if he said, got to comply with the law, I'm sure it would have been very difficult. But if he now keeps stressing law and order, number one, and number two, the fact that when a court decision does come down, that they have to abide by the law and prepare people for that, that would be helpful.
Okay, any other news? What are you going to do over the weekend?
I'm going to go to the Cape, I think, this afternoon.
See your daddy went to see Teddy?
Yes, he did.
Where is Joan? I got a call from her last night, but I didn't get through to her before I left.
She'll be up at the Cape.
I think I'll call her this afternoon if you...
If you have a chance, you might also call my father.
I will. Every time I call up there. Well, can you get both of them at the same time?
No.
You have to be there.
Different houses, but they can get them quite easily. They have both those numbers.
Does he realize I'm calling, and does it upset him, or is it good for him?
No, he gets upset, but he feels teases him, and then, you know, it's awfully good for my mother, too.
Yeah, wonderful.
Makes a big difference, and, you know, the last time he called, it helped a lot.
Good, well, I'll be happy to.
The fact that it's important, I think that if you can talk a little bit about what's going on, you know, about the problem of civil rights, you get that, but you still have problems in Southeast Asia.
Do you get in time to talk to Taylor?
You might, and also the economy looks. I did a little bit, and he's going to come up tomorrow for the day. Okay. So I'll get a chance. His wife's going out for September, so that's nice.
She's going out until September?
But she's going out then. You know, at first she wasn't going to go at all.
Mm-hmm.
So he was very concerned about that. But she's going now. So I think at least that makes a big difference for him. So happy 4th of July.
Same to you, Bobby.
Thanks.
Bye.
Say hello to Mrs. Johnson.